China opens its $9 trillion bond market to foreign investors. From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio. China took another step toward globalizing its financial markets today. Foreign central banks and other large institutions will now be able to buy bonds in China via Hong Kong. The BBC's Andrew Walker joins us for more details. Andrew, why haven't outside investors had access to the Chinese bond market?
Well, this is another stage in the very slow liberalization of the Chinese financial system. So it's an environment in which foreign access has been generally highly restricted. The bond market is one example of it, but until quite recently, so was the stock market. There is a similar kind of arrangement whereby foreign investors can get into the mainland Chinese market via Hong Kong. And so they've decided that now's the moment to make a start on liberalizing that kind of access for investors who want to get into China's very large $9 trillion bond market.
And of course, governments and corporations issue bonds in order to raise cash. What is China trying to do here? Get a big injection of cash?
I don't know that they want an immediate injection of cash, but I think it's more a question of keeping options open so that in future, as the government and corporations do need to raise more money, there will be a wider international pool of money that they can draw on. Ultimately, that does hold out the possibility that they might be able to borrow somewhat more cheaply. On the other hand, it does mean that they're going to expose themselves to issues about confidence in international investors so that companies or governments that do things that worry the bond markets can actually pay quite a significant price for it in terms of their borrowing costs.
All right. The BBC's Andrew Walker. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Amy.
Demand for new cars has been slipping. Sales numbers for the month of June will be released later today, following the fifth consecutive monthly decline posted in May. The extended slide comes even as wages and consumer confidence are holding steady. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
After 3 years of record sales, the auto industry is falling gradually back to earth.
Basically, you know, this party couldn't last forever.
Ed Kim is vice president of industry analysis for Auto Pacific. A big reason for the decline in sales is that pent-up demand from the Great Recession is largely fulfilled. And with prices for new cars also rising, Kim says people are keeping cars for much longer.
Almost a third of all new vehicle loans are above 72 months. That's very significant.
To boost sales, car makers are offering steep incentives, which Paul Eisenstein from the DetroitBureau.com says can sometimes have the unintended effect of actually discouraging sales.
What that may do is wind up eating up profits and getting customers expecting ever bigger financial incentives so that they hold off buying until next month to see if there's even more cash on the hood.
Eisenstein says the renewed popularity of leasing is also creating a growing market for used cars, which might also be holding down new sales. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
The summer travel season is well underway, and these days more travelers are heading to destinations on Native American land. Tourism in Indian country is an $8.6 billion industry, and as Carrie Young reports from KJZZ in Phoenix, it's more than just casinos attracting tourists in record numbers.
For Iowa resident Mary Zorn, the Grand Canyon was one of those bucket list destinations. But rather than head to the national park, Zorn came to Grand Canyon West on the Hualapai Reservation to see this natural wonder from the edge of what's known as the Skywalk.
I kind of concentrated on looking out first and then down, so it was great. It's a fabulous view.
This is a totally see-through 70-foot-long glass bridge that juts out above the canyon to give visitors a clear view of the Colorado River, 4,000 feet below. And the line at the ticket scanner is a long one, even though the pass to get out here is about $80. The tribe opened this attraction on the southwestern edge of the Grand Canyon about 10 years ago as a way to generate tourism revenue. Since then, more than 5 million visitors have passed through. But the Hualapai tribe isn't alone with their investment in tourism.
There are 567 tribes across the country, and 267 of those tribes, nearly half, offer some sort of tourism-based business.
James Surveyor is a spokesman with the American Indian Alaska Native Tourism Association. He says tourism on tribal land is seeing a major growth spurt right now, especially in international markets like Europe and Asia. But tourism is more than just an economic opportunity.
It's really an educational platform.
Ilona Spruce is the tourism director at Taos Pueblo in northern New Mexico. Her tribe specializes in cultural tours, letting visitors explore the village and watch traditional dances.
We still get people who come here who expect to see teepees and war bonnets, and this isn't like a spaghetti western. This is our home.
Spruce says while tourism is a sustainable revenue source, she and other tribal officials also hope that opening their community to the public can break some of the most pervasive stereotypes about Indian country. In Phoenix, I'm Carrie Young for Marketplace.
And how about some organic yogurt with your breakfast news? The French dairy giant Danone is selling Stonyfield, its U.S. milk and yogurt business, for $875 million. The buyer is Lactalis, a family-owned dairy company that sells under the brands Bridal and President. You may have seen their boxes of pre-crumbled feta at the supermarket. In Washington, I'm Amy Scott with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.